Yeah, I know a place too. All right, man. I'm just watching a show on TV here called The 20 Most Gruesomest, Most Horrifying Murders in Hollywood History. And, of course, who did I think of? I immediately thought of Bobby Dooley. What if Bobby, you know? See, that's where it all turns dark. That's where it all turns somehow terribly wrong. Excuse me. I know a place where it can go. You just show me where it should go. I then will put it in your... Uh-oh. I know a place where I think this is supposed to go, but I'm not sure it should go there. So anyway, welcome.
Yes, this is Bobby Dooley, and we were just, Steve and I were just watching the 20 most gruesomeness, the 20 gruesomenestinest.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to say.
It is very hard to say. The 20 most gruesomenest Hollywood murders. And,
good God, there's a woman on crutches, and then it says something recycling center. And you're like, well, what happened there? Widespread soil contamination. Holy fucking Jesus. What is your home security system? 10-gauge fucking shotgun that'll take out a whole front door and anybody standing within 3 or 4 feet of it. Is that... Yeah, that's fine. I was going to sell you just an electronic system, but if that's okay with you, if you don't mind destroying a whole door. No, not at all, man. Not at all. I don't give a fuck. The door, the window, next, I don't give a shit. You know, put that shit back in. But thank you. Okay. Your car's at the curb. Oh. Barry and Martinez to divorce. Oh, Halle Berry. Must be crazy, man. Must be very difficult to be the spouse of any star. One of these murders they showed was poor Phil Hartman, you know. And I gotta tell you, man. But the divorce thing, see. So what happens is. Penelope Cruz investigation. Then they're showing a Ferris wheel. What happened there? Top earning dead celebrity of 2015. Guess who? You got it. Michael Jackson. $115 million that cat made. $115 million. He was fucking broke when he was... Oh, man. People are trying to get there. Elvis Presley, $55 million. Top earning dead celebrities. Elvis Presley is second at $55 million. Michael Jackson, Elvis Presley. Are you ready for that? That pretty much says it. Charles Schulz, $40 million. That's number three. Bob Marley, $21 million. Number four. Elizabeth Taylor, number five, $20 million. You know? Huh? Okay? Does that kind of give you the... All right? Yeah. Yeah. I ought to be recording this motherfucker. Why am I not recording this? I know a place where the thing can go. You can take it and put it there. I know where you should put it. Yes, it's gonna go there. Oh, fuck me. All right, so today I gotta go to drive. I'm going out to Venice Beach today. I'm going out to Venice today and be discussing some shit with some people. I think it ought to be pretty interesting.
The death of Clem Cadiddlehopper.
All right, now, so how do I record this? Not available for this streaming program, you PC. You pieces of shit. I didn't see the girl, but I was watching these two people on TV, and the girl just goes... And it looked vaguely like the word bye. Playboy and jazz music coming up, huh? Is the Playboy Jazz Festival going south? Bob Crane. Man, you people don't understand what's going down here, huh? This guy, the one guy that I'd love to have a fucking baseball bat with is this fucking guy that killed Rebecca Schaefer. I don't know if you remember that story. He walked to her front door, and she answered the front door. He got her address from fucking DMV and walks to her fucking front door and kills her. Now, that motherfucker, they were interviewing the guy, and he's like, yeah, he's still kind of laughing about it. Boy, if ever a guy needs to have his fucking head caved in, I don't think he's right. Probably be doing a motherfucker a huge favor. Oh, well, anyway. Oh, excuse me. Okay. Let me get it off this channel before I flip my goddamn lid. This is the pre-show for today, Wednesday. I'm Phil Hendry. It's all good. It's all fucking good, man. It's all real good. It is. You would not believe how fucking good this shit is. You're gonna go to a place I know. You're going to go to a place I know. Well, that ball game last night, I didn't see the end of it. But I saw the beginning. I saw the inside the park home run, which, as I noted on Twitter, was the first motherfucker inside the park motherfucker home run I ever fucking saw. Now, can I? Oh, I taped it. Yeah, baby. I taped that motherfucker so I can watch the end of that thing. But I hear it was a humdinger. No question about that. I understand that the individuals that were involved in the playing of the product, well, it's called a game. It's a product. Don't give me this game shit. What do I look like to you? Well, you don't want me to answer that, do you? No. 2011, what? Texas and Iowa State University. Oh, yeah, I remember even as a kid, I hated Iowa State because their colors were identical to USC's. And for all I know, they predate USC, you know. But as far as I was concerned, they were ripping off USC. So I hated Iowa State just for that stupid, silly kid reason. And ain't nobody going to tell me no different. 27-0. Why would they show this fucking game? I'll tell you why, because they probably came back from it and beat them. It's from 2011. It's Fox, it's FX, and they're showing Texas and Iowa State. Flight of the Fat Dog. They got a dog so fucking big, they have to put him on a fucking platform and roll his ass through the... Put your fucking dog on a diet. You'll be doing the dog more good than you know, man. I know you love him, and I know you want the big fat slob to have what he wants, but, you know, we're all suckers for our doggies and our kitties. But, hey, Jack, it ain't no use. Ain't no use having a dog that big, mother bum big fat goddamn dog. Some bitch gonna eat you out of house and home. I think, can I just say, just a suggestion to Channel 2, I think it's far too early for Rick Garcia, man. I when I get up in the morning, I look at poor Rick. He's like this. Good morning. And Rick, the camera's over here. Oh, good morning. You know, that's as bad as it. He's just slightly, good morning, I'm Rick Garcia. And, oh, good morning, I'm Rick Garcia. Good morning, I'm Rick Garcia. And this is Channel 2 News. Jill Schlesinger, financial business analyst. I'll tell you right now, there's a million other things in this world I could be doing. I could be out fishing right now. All you sons of bitches, give me a hard look at you on. You dressed in your fucking helmet and all this, but I got to put this goddamn thing on. Yeah, what's going on, Billy? 27-0. This must have turned into one hell of a holy hell of a goddamn game, man, for this fucker to be replayed today, now, 2015, now. Inwardly, onwardly. I know a place where my penis can go. I'm sorry. That was the childish goddamn shit in the world. Now it's 35 to nothing. So this game, why have I got all this energy? You want to know why? Because I got a good night's sleep last night. Seriously. I got a good night's sleep last night. All right. So that's my idea, Bobby and Steve, this morning. This is probably one of the greatest pre-shows I've ever done. And I said, shit. That's the stupidest fucking thing ever. I hope this kid that played defensive back for Iowa never looks at the tape of this game, because the defensive maneuver he just put on the cat that eventually scored the touchdown, he looked like an idiot. He was like doing one of these and the guy's catching it over here, and just once. Just once, I'd love to see this. I'd love to see they shoot the sideline of the losing team, the team that's losing 34 to nothing. And the coach is like this. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Hey, Bill, you want to smile, man? Yeah. Didn't you see it? It was fucking great. I love it. Hey, how you doing? Shaking hands. The guy looks like he's winning, and he's and it's like the score is like 42 to 3. And the reason why I want to see that is because there is no clear indication that a guy is completely just, you know, let's call it, seriously, an ambulance is required, you know, because you don't know at any minute now. It's got to be a brain tumor. That's terrible, but hey. But let's say it isn't a brain tumor. Let's say the guy is mentally healthy. It could mean only one thing. He just hit the Irish sweepstakes or something, you know, Powerball. Remember when the Irish sweepstakes was the shit? You don't? Well, then start remembering. You're gonna love it when I crawl all over you. You are gonna do. So, this is a game being replayed from the year 2011. It's 34 to nothing at the half with a minute 13 to go. Texas over Iowa State. And they're replaying the game. I guess that means Iowa State came back in this piece of shit. Steele Jantz was the quarterback for Iowa State. 9 of 19, 58 yards and an interception as of this moment. Now they're in a shotgun formation. Ball down 41-yard line. Three down lineman at Texas. Back to pass. He gets the ball. He's down inside of 50. He's on Texas territory right now. So, what are they doing? They're in a hurry-up offense. I just actually, I heard kind of a, you know, some air pass through my cheek and my tongue. And it sounded like the cat meowing, and I went, what? Oh, no, it happened inside my mouth. Yeah, I'll bet it did, honey. Well, it happened inside my mouth one night. What? Well, you're just gonna have to guess. Oh, fuck, not the dollar store in Huntington Park. No. No. Oh. At the door, there's a little tiny man who'll greet you as he stands on a chair and takes your money. Then you'll go inside and wonder, what have I gotten into? All around, people are dressed in fire equipment. Well, I can already tell what's going to happen in this game, because now, what do I see? I see, even now, with 36 seconds left, Iowa State has driven into Tejas territory. They're in this hurry-up offense. They're putting the fucking guns, they're putting the pedal to the metal in this mofo. And, shit, they're like on the 30-yard line. 36 seconds left. They're still in a shotgun. Another pass to the inside. Guy's cutting it in. Guy tackle. Another man tackle. Time still, now there's a timeout. They stopped the clock in college ball to move the chains. Once the chains is moved, they start the clock again. Oh no, now it's a timeout taken by Iowa State. So see, now they're running these motherfucking Texas boys ragged. And you can see this Iowa State coach is, you know, he's got a couple things up his sleeve, huh? He's thinking, okay, look, here's an idea. I got an idea. I just drew this up in the dirt. You and you and you, get out of here. Just go home, coach? Yeah. Go. Well, you can't go home because we're in Texas, but... Well, actually, no, we're in Iowa. Yeah, okay, then go home. Or back to the dorm, whatever you do. Just get out of here. Are we off the team? No, no. This will be pivotal. I want you to go home. Turn on a cartoon. Are you serious? Yeah, turn. Do what I tell you. All right. Now, you. What are you dressed as? A football player? I want you to get into a clown suit. This is crazy, coach. Yeah, but it just may work. Now, at the right moment, I'll scream like someone groped. Never mind. I'll scream as if someone groped me, okay? You're on the sideline, coach? No, I'm in a fucking dollar store. Yeah! So they're in the shotgun. 28 seconds left. Something's up here, man. Snap, ball back, guy scramble, guy... Oh, quarterback, now run. Quarterback sack, bound at the 18-yard line. Stop clock to move... I mean, the clock stopped to move the chain. Now another Iowa State timeout. You know, this must have been one of the most inspired fucking flashes of genius that a coach ever had to come back from this shit. Because Texas was ranked 17th in this motherfucking country. Oh, here she is. Here's our girl. You're gonna love... Yeah, see, because... Yeah, I know. Oh, it's that big, huh? Okay, all right, well, I believe you. Nice outfit you're wearing. Uh-huh. It'll happen, I know, yeah. Seriously? Okay. Oh, there's that thing you keep always putting your hand on. Is that a button or something? It's just going to blow the whole world. Don't touch it! You fuck, don't touch it.
I was thinking that maybe I'd touch it, but fuck it, I'm going to get out of here.
You always move away from the screen white so I can look at the big blinking sig alert. Anybody, is there anybody out there that doesn't know what a sig alert is? Do you have them in your town? I bet you do.
I bet you do. I bet you have them in your town, don't you? Well, sure you do. Yes, you do.
All around there are girls and boys. Meanwhile, I think I get sacked at the 25, man, with 15 seconds left. What the fuck? This game is just fucked up. Yeah, are we still waiting for Seal Beach to get flooded out? Thank you. We don't need to see that shit anymore. All right.
So, this is what I'm thinking of doing, Steve.
Yeah.
We'll do the top murders in Hollywood history. And this is Bobby Dooley's top murders in all of Hollywood history.
Yeah, well, this is a...
Sheriff, what happened?
Well, what happened was on the night of the 23rd... Well, what happened mostly was on the night of the 23rd of the month of September. I'm sorry, the month of October. Shit. The month of December or... It was general, not general.
General?
No, I meant to say it was April and it was annuary. I'm afraid I haven't taken the medicine. I'm supposed to be on a certain medicine, and I should take it in the morning, and I haven't.
I understand.
Thank you.
This has been Bobby Dooley's top murders. Bobby Dooley's top murders of the 21st century. Well, I don't know what to tell you. These tires are insanely good.
Hello. Not getting back together. Oh, Chloe and Lamar... What's the dude's name? Odom? Yeah. They're not getting back together. Well, that busts me up, man. That busts me in half. I wanted that to happen, so... I don't know, man. I can tell you that this is a goddamn world of, it's a world of pain, man. Like, Eric Clapton wrote, you know, outside my window is a tree. Outside my window is a tree. And it stands in the shade of the Wookiee. problem is I don't want to do anything that's going to be too, Hey, man, work with me here, huh? I'll give you some of that. Hey, guys, what's up with this fucking game, though, is what I want to know. It's down by... So when I put the word top into the search engine, what comes up? Just, I guess this is from my search history, though, right? Or no, top distilleries in the world. Actually, I was looking for top distilleries in the world because I wanted to know who's got the stuff ready-made and sitting in a warehouse that I can get to, I can get to it at a minute's notice, yeah. I can just get into a car or have them mail it. They could ship it. It's an awful lot to ship, though, but... I'll go for it. Weight Watchers first half stats. Ugh. 34-0 as we start the second half. I can't believe that this game is worth replaying. Is it? It's either that or maybe they won the game 198-0 or something like that, you know? Oh, Danny Elfman, Halloween at the Hollywood Bowl. Oh, that looks like fun. That'd be a lot of fun to go to. Danny Elfman. I saw Danny Elfman with the Oingo Boingo Boys. I saw Danny Elfman and the Mystic Knights of the Oingo Boingo before they were Oingo Boingo, you know, before they changed their name, at Madame Wong's back in like 1980. I went there with a date. I went there with a group of people from K-West. Digby Welch was there. I remember this disc jockey, our midday guy. I was there. There was a chick there from the station. I don't know. Maybe there were like four or five of us. We went and saw Oingo Boingo. And there was Danny Elfman, man, holding forth, lead singer. And the dude was just all over the stage. Real, put on a show. You know, it was a whole thing. And the band itself was like an 8-piece band or something. They had a couple of horns, sax player, bass guitar, rhythm guitar, or bass guitar and lead guitar, drums, lead singer, you know, and a lot of dudes in this band, as I remember. And Wild, baby. Just wild, you know. Very wild scene, Ed. Is that right? Oh, it was, and we saw Mystic Knights of the Oingo Boingo. You know, if you can imagine that. And I was waiting for the manager was a slinky. You know, the Oingo Boingo. Yeah, I kept waiting for them to make a sound more than just music. I thought I would hear the sound of a door spring breaking or something. Thank you. But no, it was really wild. It really was. It was a lot of fun, and then we went and had dinner at the one of the Chinese places, and well, it's Chinatown, so it makes sense. It would make sense, wouldn't it? Yes. What was I thinking? I was going to go over to Italiano Supreme or something. You know, one of those Tony Romas or something like that. But woman receives kidney from husband. He's unwilling to give it to her though, so there was some negotiation. Ed, if I die, Ed, if I needed your kidney, Ed, on second thought, I don't want your kidney. Yes, sir. Or your liver, for that matter. You know, Ed, oh, God. I came up in a world of radio where doing impressions was very, very important, and I don't know if it's as important. Right. What?
gonna butt, butt, and doot, and dat, and do. Ooh.
Well, I don't know. I don't know, Ed. This looks wild. This is wild. You know, when you look at the murders, and here's our girlfriend again. Yeah. Are we talking about your tits just thick? Because you had your hand. No, I understand. Right. Where's that button that you were pushing there, the signaler button? Look at that. There's the... Oh, I know. Yeah, let's get out of here. Yeah, you always show this picture of the cars, and sometimes you're smiling and happy, but now you don't look happy. What's wrong? What's different about this picture than it is any other goddamn morning? Uh-oh. We do not have the rights to show Rick or young Sassafron, whatever the fuck her name is. So what happened here, Jack? Oh, not the goddamn debate. Are we going to have another fucking debate tonight? These goddamn motherfuckers. It ought to be pretty good. Am I going to have to listen to that motherfucker? Forget it. Never mind. I won't do it. I won't do it. I won't say it. I won't go there. I will tell you, quite frankly, Ed, look at this pink fucking car, Ed. Is that your... Ed, your car's in the driveway. You know, could you move that, please? It's embarrassing. What the fuck is this, bitch? Holy God, man. I'm printing off like 9,000 pages of shit? You motherfucker. Oh, my fucking God. Holy fuck. Look at this, man. What a waste. What a waste of paper. Waste of motherfucking paper.
These are Bobby Dooley's top murders, Hollywood murders. First of all, the shooting, top Hollywood scandals.
The murder of Selena, the Manson murders, Nicole Brown Simpson, John Lennon, Tupac Shakur, all of these took place in Hollywood except for John Lennon. That was in New York. Oh, Johnny Versace, that was in Hollywood. Bob Crane, Rebecca Schaefer, Lana Clarkson. Well, let's see what we can do here, man.
This is Bobby Dooley, and welcome to the Top Hollywood Murders.
Oh, I gotta get something here, man. Hold on. You wander around in your own little room.